This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super Don, see if you can remember this one. Oh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Remember that one?
Oh. You know what? I can't remember. I recognize it.
Oh, can you see the visual on that commercial, that old TV commercial? Oh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
All right. You know what? Let's throw this up now. For those of you that are listening but aren't watching the YouTube,
right?
This is where you would be able to interact. So if anybody in the chat room right now knows what that is from,
mm-hmm. Right.
I want
type
you to
it in.
Help
type
me
it in.
Out.
See who wins that prize. The Robert Scott Bell Show, live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here with GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, broadcast to affiliates around the United States and, of course, around the world through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, which you can find at Robert Scott Bell.
Is it Alka-Seltzer?
Yes, but now if anybody's going to guess, you just blew it for them.
Well, no, they already guessed.
Oh, they did. Okay.
And you know who got it?
Who got it? Not Lydia again. Lydia
yes.
just... She's like a product of TV
wow.
of our generation. She knows everything.
She should be on like Jeopardy or something.
You would win.
Right?
Like, yeah,
yeah,
what's that? Beat the one of those apps, right? And identifying commercials. Well, I bring that
nice.
Up. And by the way, this hour we'll have Morley Robbins back on. He thinks he's magnesium man, but he might not be. We're going to talk to him about that because we've got GI issues on our mind or on our bellies or on our butts. Where is it? And that's why I bring up that Alka-Seltzer commercial. It's like, oh, my gosh, we abuse our GIs, don't we, our gastrointestinal systems. And, you know, this has been one of the mainstays of the Robert Scott Bell Show because it's one of the main things I had to overcome in this lifetime. And so I know about abuse of the gut. Now, a lot of the abuse of the gut happens via vaccinations, also antibiotics. That's the biggie, right? For most people, they acknowledge that. But then we have at subtle levels, yet important, like we talked about with Dr. Bitar yesterday on the show, the subtle but powerful interaction with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plasticizers, food colorings, additives, preservatives, heavy metals, GMOs, right? It's a wonder we're alive and our GR system is functioning at all. So we have a whole plethora of GI docs and colorectal surgeons that are making big bucks off of our ignorance about what has happened to our gut and why we're having so many problems. Now, there's an article out of a UK newspaper here called IBS Warning. Bloating and stomach pain could actually be too much of this. What this is, you'd have to read the article, but I'm going to let you know what this is according to the article. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, painful bloating, gas, constipation, you know, all kinds of nasty stuff. Not pleasant at all. It's not subtle either. You know whether you have some problems down there. But could it be triggered by an overgrowth of candida? Most people have heard of albicans. There's a number of candida forms, but any of them overgrowing. Could that be the reason you have irritable bowel? Now, I would argue that candida overgrowth is the symptom of something else, but could we say that IBS could be accompanied by irritable bowel and could be also exacerbating irritable bowel from the aforementioned causes? Toxicological influx and inflow causes. And there's another thing that I talk about, because I have the Silver Aloe protocol that I use for gut recovery, and it's not all inclusive because there are other things I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal, including the recognition that copper plays a role in regeneration too. Silver plays a role as well. I'm talking micrograms, not grams. We're talking subtle, almost homeopathic dosing, but it's very powerful, utilizing the silver and the aloe to heal the gut. But there are times after 2 weeks, because somebody has yeast overgrowth due to excess sugar consumption, right? Sweet tooth, they're feeding the refined carbs, and the yeast is going, yay, party time, it's sugar time, let's eat it all up, right? Candida grows. And without fail, 2 weeks, we're done. It's over if they correct their diet. However, there are cases and causes that people are of the IBS, are trying to deal with it with the GI protocol recovery, 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks, 8 weeks later. Now, I've seen reversals of IBS, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, all of that. The road to colostomy bags paved with what? Antibiotics and prednisone. I'd like to see a different path for you. But there have been cases where even after 8 weeks, people say, oh, I'm still dealing with candida. This makes no sense. I'm on a candida diet. I'm not feeding any refined sugars. I've not even eaten any fruit. What's going on here? Now, one of the things I saw evidence of in the peer-reviewed literature and also clinically was that when a person still had candida, after all of the cleanses and all of the dietary shifts, and we do the silver aloe, we know we can kill candida. That's not an issue. We know we can do that, but it grows back. Why? You're not feeding it? What's going on there? Every time I would see evidence of a mercury burden, heavy metal burden. And this is where we're going to expand this understanding, because that's what Morley Robbins does. He takes some things and finds out the stuff and digs and he digs and he digs and he gets to some other expansive understandings of what we already know partially to be true. Do we have Morley on?
Well, we do. But, you know, Robert, one thing I wanted to ask you is because, you know, Morley, he's known as the magnesium man, right?
Right. Correct. Yes. And I was questioning whether he really is. And I know we've talked about this, but why? What's the problem here?
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, he knows everything there is to know about magnesium, and he talks about magnesium. But lately, it's like when we bring him on, he talks a lot about iron. And so I'm thinking, magnesium man, maybe he should be like Iron Man, right? And what do you think?
I don't know. Let's see.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
There he is.
There he is. That's a real introduction. All right. That's great. Thank you. Okay, you cut that. All right, there you go. Morley Robbins, welcome back. Not Magnesium Man, but Iron Man. Uh-oh. I'm sure you take offense to that.
No, not at all. That's the best introduction I've ever had. So what people have to know is, all right, so my stage name is Magnesium Man, and I started a website called gotmag.org. I created a Facebook page called Magnesium Advocacy Group, but all I ever talk about and write about is iron. Why would I do that? Because iron eats magnesium for lunch. Mm. And that's what I'm trying to do, is save people. But, you know, when we're under stress, we're burning through magnesium. I call it the magnesium burn rate. And so when you feel that knot in your stomach, you got a deadline due, you've had an argument with your spouse, you know, whatever the crisis is, you're going to pee out magnesium more than you imagine. And your introduction about what's behind irritable bowel and all of these different environmental agents, they all come back to the quantum level. Mm-hmm. What are all of those pesticides, herbicides, vaccines, all these things, what are they doing? They're totally changing key mineral patterns and key mineral ratios. And to me, one of the most important ratios is the ratio of bioavailable copper to bioavailable iron. And if those get out of sync with each other, a lot of really bad things happen.
Oh, absolutely. And Morley, I know we've covered some of this before, but, you know, this is kind of a different angle on our discussion. It really broadens and deepens it, which I love doing with you, by the way. And you know, so in my years, as I mentioned, talking about healing the gut and finding out, wow, we know how to kill candida. That's not an issue. We can do it safely without toxic drugs. But at the same time, it keeps coming back. And then I saw, gosh, there's a mercury burden here. Now, I didn't before we connected it to iron metabolism, or how we would describe it in terms of the iron-copper balance or imbalance. That was another, let's say, adventure opening up into understanding how candida can overgrow because of the iron toxicity or iron presence.
Exactly. I mean, all pathogens exist, replicate, and thrive on an iron buffet. If they don't have access to iron, they can't live. And so all the there's a lot of diversion in the world, and people say, oh, well, they feed off of sugar. Well, that may be true, but they can't live without iron. And the research that I came across and was posting on the Mag Group earlier this week was a definitive study by Ron Aline and one of his partners, Dr. Wolf, and they were looking at the clear relationship between iron and candida growth. I mean, it's an inescapable study in terms of its importance. And so when the article that you mentioned about the yeast problem with irritable bowel, it makes perfect sense. Again, what's missing in all of these discussions is, where's iron? You know, iron is in the thick of it. Iron is what causes inflammation. You know, it's irritable bowel syndrome, but it's a very clinical sign of inflammation. Well, given that iron activates the inflammasome, that it's the very mechanism to start inflammation, that'd be a good place to start. And then you find out from Ron Aline that, oh my gosh, iron is a causative agent for the candida. We find out that in mercury, what's going on? Mercury is most problematic in people who have low bioavailable copper and too much iron in their liver. Why is that taking place? Because they're being drowned in high fructose corn syrup. What does high fructose corn syrup do? It causes a drop in copper in the liver and a rise of iron in the liver. And Mary Fields, who was a USDA research scientist in the early 80s, was sounding the alarm for years. She was saying, what are you trying to do, kill people with this synthetic sugar? And we can, I guess, have that discussion at a later point. But the point is, our environment has changed dramatically, but it's been destabilizing and attacking bioavailable copper and iron. And yes, when you take antibiotics, what are they doing? They're wiping out the bacteria, but they're also changing the mineral dynamics of the gut.
Yeah, and we talk about altering the terrain, the law of the terrain. Learn about that with Antoine Béchamp. This is the guy that nobody seems to study in America, certainly not in American medical schools. But we got Morley Robbins here. Put on your thinking caps. It's Egghead Hour. And iron metabolism, issues of copper, insufficiency, playing a role in, guess what, candida overgrowth and IBS. More with Morley after this break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up. They're there all the time. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out, including the link to the article that stimulates our conversation this hour with Morley Robbins, Magnesium Man / Iron Man / Copper Man. Whatever, we're going to have to find new music for you each time you come on Super Don's Challenged here. We have the article that you have in the Magnesium Advocacy Group on Facebook. And it talked about, this is iron toxicity post number 62. And it said, you do not have a candida infection. I was like, wait a second, my doctor said I had a candida infection. Morley, who are you to tell me that I don't, right? One of those. And I referenced the fact that, you know, we can, without the use of antifungal drugs or toxic poisons, we can eradicate candida. But if it keeps coming back, there might be something else at play. And I've identified certain metals. I've mentioned mercury, but you go right to iron. Now, we got to go back through this and explain to folks, wait, how is it possible that iron has anything at all to do with candida overgrowth and IBS?
Well, what it really comes down to is we have rusty bodies, and when we have IBS, we have a rusty gut. And that's something that people probably have never thought about it that way, but they really need to step back and realize that they've been fortifying our food with iron for about 75 years. That's a long time. That's three generations. So let me use an example that I think might help people understand what's going on. People can take their spouse's favorite tools and put them out on the lawn and let them get nice and wet, rain on them, and then the rust is going to start to build. Then they're going to have a bunch of rusty tools and a really freaked out spouse. They take those tools and put it in a bucket, into a bucket, mm-hmm. and then they pour vinegar over the tools and let them sit overnight. And the most amazing thing is going to happen. The next day, all the rust is going to be gone. And that's the power of Mother Nature with vinegar, because it has acetic acid and potassium in it. And our ancestors ate fermented foods all the time. They ate sauerkraut. They ate all sorts of fermented, you know, pickled foods. And that was to keep the iron at bay in their gut. They did that naturally. There was no problem in their diet. We have a problem in our diet because very few people actually eat fermented foods today. And so that's a great example of how people can begin to manage this so that people that have IBS have a very low level of fermented foods in their diet, and it's a very given conclusion that they're going to have a very high level of iron based on the research of what Dr. Elaine and Dr. Wolf found, you know, 30 years ago.
So you mentioned in the vinegar, acetic acid and what? There was another mineral.
Potassium.
Potassium, okay. So in this case, there is some rebalancing because of the fermented nature. So some people go to the pH discussion. I rather like the mineral discussion because pH is all over the body and differently everywhere, right? So what are we talking about interaction specific with the fermented foods? Like you said, in the vinegar, the acetic acid, and the potassium, what's the interaction here with the iron?
The potassium is helping to raise the pH of the tissue, and iron can't stay in a physiologically normal pH environment. It needs to get released. It is physically not able to stay in a pH around 7.4.
So you're saying if the iron is overabundant, let's say in the GI tract, you throw down fermented foods with the acetic acid and the potassium. Now, is the iron shedding, if you will, through the GI tract to be eliminated as solid waste? Is that a pathway out in this case?
Yeah, it is a recognized pathway. It's a minor pathway. The biggest, the most significant way to shift iron status in the human body is to donate blood, hands down. You know, in an average day, you might lose 1 or 2 milligrams of iron in your waste matter. A woman in an average monthly menstrual cycle might lose 5 milligrams of iron. But when you donate blood, you're going to lose 250 milligrams of iron. That's a big bolus of iron, which really begins to change the whole dynamics of the iron recycling program for the better. It's important to have that shift so that the body is forced to make new cells.
Well, this raises an interesting question, because if women have the ability to shed iron, which they do more than men naturally, why is it that women are more often diagnosed with candida than men? And I'm not saying there's more men than women. You know, I'm just going to ask Morley this when we come back from the break. And also, why are women being improperly put on iron supplements? And even if they are, the wrong form of iron, too. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talk about survival in the city. My goodness, Morley Robbins, my guest this hour, putting on those thinking caps, going deep into the metabolism, the functioning, the minerals, the metals, different things in the body, and how they're impacting, at least for this hour's sake, talking IBS, candida overgrowth, and we got on the subject of women in particular, the advantage they have through the menstrual cycle of dumping in a way that men don't normally do, unless they were, you know, doing bloodletting and leeches, right, in terms of blood loss. And, of course, reducing or shedding iron. And it isn't always a matter, and Morley was talking about this to our YouTube watchers now, watching the simulcast at RS Bell Media Channel. You can go right to robertscottbell.com, and you could see the video simulcast there. You mentioned as well, it's not always about too much iron. Sometimes it is, in fact, about an imbalance of other accompanying minerals, particularly copper, that play a role here. And I asked, like, why is it that every woman apparently is anemic, according to doctors? And they immediately put them on iron filing supplements.
It's a tragedy around the planet. The thing is, the word anemia has specific meaning, not in the blood. They're not measuring the iron that's in the body, in the tissue, in the organs, in the endocrine glands. Those are not easy places to find the iron. The average person has about 5,000 milligrams of iron in their body. Women a little bit less, men a little bit more. But let's just use 5,000. And we lose maybe a milligram or two a day. And what they want you to believe is that we're bringing in only a milligram or two every day. Like, I don't think so, not with all the fortification that's taking place. But the point is the standard blood test is not measuring the biggest bolus of iron. 80% of the iron in the body, in the blood, 80% of the iron in the blood is found in hemoglobin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. And less than 1% of the iron in the blood is found in ferritin. Less than 1%. And so now what are they using to measure iron status? Ferritin. It has no relevance to what's going on inside the cell or what's going on with hemoglobin. They're not correlated. And so what's happened is there's this distortion of reality, because ferritin is not an accurate measure of true iron status.
Mm-hmm.
It's not measuring the bioavailability of iron, and it's not measuring how much iron is locked away in macrophages in tissue all over the body. And this is what's coming out in the literature now, is that there is this growing awareness in the research community. We have a crisis on our hands. We have more and more people who have all of this iron in their tissue, but it's not showing up in the blood, so they are called anemic. And there actually are two principal forms of anemia. There's anemia of iron deficiency, which most practitioners on the planet, that's all they ever see, and that's why they recommend iron. But that cannot happen on a planet where iron is the number one element at 36%. It doesn't make sense. It means the modern species can't metabolize the very metal that makes up the planet. And then the second biggest form of anemia is called anemia of chronic inflammation. That is, in fact, what's taking place. And what it means is the iron is in the tissue, and there's not enough bioavailable copper to enable key proteins to allow the iron out of the tissue. That's a big deal. Here's where the problem is. Most doctors don't test for ferrooxidase or ceruloplasmin. It's not available on a blood test. They can't measure hephaestin. They can't measure hepcidin. They can't measure hemosiderin. And these are all critical blood components that would tell the real story of what's going on. So they're left with this faulty measure, this faulty yardstick called ferritin. It's going to typically show low for a wide variety of reasons. And then they're going to go into this very predictable pattern of, well, you need more iron.
When in the wrong form, of course.
The wrong form, and these are in people, and these are in bodies that are already iron toxic in the tissue. Mm-hmm. It's just not showing up in the blood.
Now,
that's
Morley,
where the real disconnect is.
Yeah, and I think you made a great point in terms of measuring ferritin, which you say 1% of the iron in the blood is in the ferritin, 80% or more in the hemoglobin. So why do you measure iron levels in something that contains only maybe 1%? So it's like a self-fulfilling, we know you're going to need iron, basically. And that's why I said they're almost always diagnosing anemia. Now, let me explain this to our listeners that know in terms of when we talk about blood sugar regulation here and the mineral chromium in the whole food form, how you could have adequate stores of energy that could be relinquished from your fat cells, but you don't have adequate ability to pull it out of the tissue, right? And chromium's the dock worker that works with the insulin if you have it. Now, in regards to what you just said, Morley, maybe I'll just paint this picture for folks. We have plenty of iron. For by and large, most everybody, because it's a vastly huge part of the planet and everything on it and in it. And yet we can't get at it, that which is in the tissue, because we lack the copper. which would help us to offload it. So I wanted to say that because we can paint these pictures for people to go, oh, I understand the chromium sugar thing right that, but I didn't understand the iron copper connection. You just made it much easier to understand.
Yeah, well, it turns out there's no such thing as copper metabolism, and there's no such thing as iron metabolism, but there is copper iron metabolism. And what I think the listeners need to really begin to internalize is it's a ventriloquist act, and iron is the dummy. Iron works at the pleasure of copper and the copper enzymes, copper-driven enzymes, copper-driven proteins, and you can't make heme without bioavailable copper. You can't insert iron into the heme without bioavailable copper. You can't knit the four heme together to make hemoglobin without bioavailable copper. And you can't regulate the turnover of the red blood cells without having bioavailable copper. It's at every critical point of the iron recycling program is copper, copper, copper. And yet, the only thing their doctor ever says is, you need more iron. What doctor have you ever gone to that said, well, actually, I'm a little worried about your copper status? They never say that. Why? Because they were never taught that. They were never taught that. Their training was incomplete. And I went to business school, and the guiding aphorism in business school is what gets measured gets managed. That's why we obsess over revenue and expense and profit. It's a very simple model. In medical school, the guiding aphorism is not known because not looked for. So they don't look for.
You can't find what you're not looking for.
Right.
In other words, yeah.
And so they, there's a whole series of markers that are clearly implicated in the crisis that's taking place in this country with health,
mm-hmm.
but they're not available in the labs. They don't routinely measure magnesium RBC. They don't routinely measure ceruloplasmin. There is no way to measure hepcidin easily, conveniently. And so the doctors just assume, well, your ferritin's low, so I assume you're anemic. I'll follow my training, and that's how it happens.
Morley,
and it's happening all over the planet.
Have you found, say, any evidence? I'm not saying there's billions of people on the planet. I'm sure somebody might not have enough iron, but I mean, by and large, in the Western world, with the access to food, although I know a lot of it's compromised if it's not organic and clean, but I tend to doubt that there's much genuine iron deficiency happening based on what we're learning here about it being in the tissues and us not being able to get it out if we don't have adequate copper, for instance. Have you found a case or cases where, my gosh, in this manifestation, in these kinds or groups of people, there might really be an issue of iron deficiency?
I've been focusing on this iron issue. I've been doing this kind of work for 9 years, but focusing really on this iron dynamic the last 3 years. I've probably worked with over 2,000 people in those 3 years. I have not found one case, one client, and even a hint of an indication that they were truly quote-unquote iron deficient. What they do experience is lack of bioavailable copper, which means that their iron is not bioavailable. It's been stored away. And we can get into a pitching contest about, well, that means that they're anemic. Yeah, you're right. It's not in the blood, but it's in the tissue because of it. As you were saying, the dock workers aren't there to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
The copper needs to be there. And so there needs to be a much greater emphasis placed on enabling proper iron circulation in the body. It's meant to be a square dance. Iron's mm-hmm. supposed to be swirling around the floor, dancing to the music, not locked away in the locker rooms so they can't hear the music. And that's what's happening. People are not aware of the amount of iron in their liver.
Mm-hmm.
Or the amount of iron in their kidney, or the
right.
amount of iron in their thyroid that's causing the Hashimoto's that they think they've got. That's the causative problem is the unusable iron that's all over their body.
I think this is getting clear. And let me check with Superdon. Superdon, I mean, this is some high-level stuff, but I think that the pictures are being painted here with Morley are making a lot of sense, and we're cross-referencing them to things that we already know here on the show.
Connecting the dots, yes.
Connecting the dots, exactly. And I want to be sure that this stuff lands, because this is transformative information. You now know, of course, more than, well, you already have known more than your doctor because you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years. But again, what Morley's bringing us to us is other areas of the painting that was not complete. You know, I almost called it paint my numbers, because it's not that the information's not available. It's just that we didn't know to look for it, or the doctors didn't. We didn't know how to access it. Morley's been digging it, bringing it out, and then we're filling in those things and going, oh, okay, yeah, I see that. I see how that connects to that. And it's so very important. Now, Morley, you know I work with homeopathy. I've talked about using ferrum phosphoricum often for blood issues. You know, we work with stimulating the iron, but I also often work with cuprum metallicum, the copper in homeopathic form, because it has a wonderful impact on many systems that we know are impacted with, as you call it, the copper-iron metabolism. Now, I also work with silver for various reasons as well, but I work in the microgram realm in the colloidal state, but particularly with the hydrosol, where we don't have to use much to upset balance in that way either. So there are distinctions being made that are important, because when we go into grams of stuff that are inappropriately utilized at that level, then we've got imbalances. So I stay with the subtle, because you talked about energy and the metabolism at that level earlier. So we're going to come back and wrap it up with that, see if we can take it to the energetic level of discussion with Morley Robin. The Iron Man. Wait, no, the Magnesium Man. Wait, no, the Copper Man. I'm so confused, Morley. Help me out. We're going to talk to our friends watching on YouTube over the break. Join us there at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
For those of you listening on radio, you missed some of the banter off the air, including my mom picking on me because she doesn't like the color of my T-shirt that I'm wearing today. And you just, we don't have enough time to do all of that because we got commercials running. Things are important, and I want you to sponsor or let's say support the sponsors of the show that you hear about or you see at the Robert Scott Bell Show website. That's what makes this message possible to get out there. That's how it all works. We got Morley Robbins, one segment wrapping it up today. I want to say a special thanks to James Grundvig for joining us earlier in the show today, talking about, the hypocrisy coming from Merck's CEO, not wanting to deal with Trump, yet what is Merck doing to little African-American children with vaccines and their drugs, et cetera. So putting that perspective out there is very important, as well as the perspective on metabolic functions within the body, how they relate to minerals, metals, etc. Today we've been talking about, we started our discussion talking about IBS in an article that said, hey, candida, could it be candida? But then again, what causes the candida? Could it be an overabundance of, I've mentioned mercury, and Morley talks about in the literature, he's finding it could be overabundance of iron. And then we're finding out that you might not have too much iron. You might have adequate iron stores in the body, but you're not getting at them because you lack the copper that provides for the ability, like we talk about with the sugar stored in the fat cells, to get it out because we don't have chromium. So, I'm trying to make sense out of some stuff that's pretty complicated here. And, as we're wrapping it up, you can check out MagnesiumMan.com to learn more about what Morley's been writing about or join their Facebook group. But what are we leaving on the table? What are we missing here? What do we need to drive or dig a little deeper in before we wrap up today, Morley?
Let's get into a very high-level understanding of the physics of iron. And I want people to understand, I got a D in physics, many, many years ago. And now it's very entertaining that I'm talking about physics in a way that I never thought I could. But I was doing some training over in Texas with a physician and his 9 nurse practitioners, and one of the nurse practitioners was getting his doctorate in physics, and so he schooled me up about what was going on with iron. The iron atom has 4 unpaired electrons in its structure. That's a big deal. It means that iron, as an atom, is a magnet for what are called oxidants. Those are oxygen molecules that have an extra electron. That's what the pathogens love to shoot at us, are called oxidants. So we've got one atom of iron has four unpaired electrons. One molecule of ferritin has 10,000 unpaired electrons. And then when ferritin becomes denatured, because things have gotten really messed up inside the metabolism, ferritin goes into a state called hemosiderin. It's like a bank vault, and there's no key to unlock it. But when it goes into hemosiderin, there are 100,000 unpaired electrons. Suffice it to say that unpaired electrons are violently destructive inside the body because they will attract problems to them. And so what's happening is when someone has autoimmune disease, whatever it happens to be, whether it's Raynaud's or rheumatoid arthritis or, you know, vitiligo or whatever it happens to be, it's hemosiderin that's gotten locked away that has this bolus of unpaired electrons that are creating energetic chaos inside the tissue. That's why I'm so gaga about this iron issue, is because it's so disruptive to the energy metabolism of the body, and it totally throws off the rhythm that we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have these pathogens in our body. They're part of us. I mean, for every human cell, there's what? 10 bacteria cells. It's like that's part of our makeup, but it's that we've lost the ability to have a natural sense of rhythm. Mm-hmm. And that has been thrown off completely by this absurd emphasis on iron as the be-all and end-all to solve all problems.
Sure,
it's not.
Sure. Morley, we're almost out of time here, and again, we'll have to conclude. We'll never conclude the discussion. There's always more learning to happen. But also, again, this is one of the reasons why selenium is so critical, I believe, because it seems to be the ultimate antioxidant mineral. But again, playing the copper role in, you know, neutralizing or doing what's appropriate with the iron, also very important, which you brought out. And I appreciate that very much. All right, Morley.
Hey. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Great paintings today. Had fun with you as usual. Thanks, Super Don, for playing some good old rock and roll to get us going into this discussion, folks.
Yes, sir.
Watching on YouTube, thank you as well. Except for Mom. Yes, I love you, but come on. Be nice about my T-shirt. And back tomorrow, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, and more. Go to robertscottbell.com because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.